Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080, the hottest spot north of Milwaukee. At the club. Are always the fashion at the club. They fell in love.
I think that this person is right. Odds the Rock tags himself in this DeMar Hamlin challenge. No way he doesn't jump on this PR boost. God, no question.
There's no one that does PR quite like The Rock. I love in all his videos that he does, even when he gives away stuff, and he's such a nice guy. Like, he's always giving away, you know, like presents and trucks and whatnot, but there's always like a year supply of free Zoa energy drink or, yeah, man, just he's a one-man promotional machine. He's like Kiss. And God bless him.
It's like Kiss.
Kiss can, no matter what they're doing, Kiss will sell something. It's like always be closing, right? That's The Rock. Rock's a closer, man. Coffee's for closers. Guy's always doing something. You can tell The Rock no.
Who would you have the hardest time saying no to of all these people we've mentioned? Like, I could blow some people off for
sure. Well, but wouldn't The Hot be the hardest one to blow off?
The Hot wants you to do it?
Like, whatever.
Wait, what do you have to do again?
You have to watch a video to learn CPR.
Okay.
You have to donate to the American Heart Association.
Any amount.
Any amount you want, which people won't do because people are selfish and they're just going to do it for likes and clicks because we're effing terrible human beings. And then you got to tag three people so that it keeps going.
Yeah, okay.
It's like the ice bucket challenge. I'll bet you.
I feel like that's a little much.
The ice bucket was either raise awareness or donate if you weren't going to do it.
I was going to say, can we do an either or there? I mean, I'll donate because I don't want to watch the CPR video. I would actually rather watch the CPR video.
Yeah.
Because I think that's valuable. I think that's important. So I'd do that, but I don't want to have to do both. Mm. F you. Get out of here with that hard stuff.
I just think like the ice bucket challenge.
I'm just kidding, by the way.
I'll bet you 7% of the people that did the ice bucket challenge actually donated to.
Oh, for sure.
Because it was for ALS.
Did you ever do the ice bucket challenge?
I did do the ice bucket challenge.
You did?
Yeah. I think it was Wilcox that did, and I think I donated like $50.
I don't think I ever did it.
So I just.
I don't remember doing it.
You remember doing it?
No.
I remember, I think it was Wilcox. Someone did. Anyway, I did it. But I thought to myself on that, like.
Wasn't that a Facebook thing?
I
wasn't on Facebook. So
I don't remember if it was Facebook or Twitter or whatnot.
It was all of them.
It was all of them. But if you're going to do it because you want to post a video of yourself doing it, that's fine. It spreads the message. But donate something. $10, $5. But donate to the GD cause.
Don't shame me into donating.
I will. Then don't do it.
Well, here's what I think I'm going to do. I think I'm going to watch the CPR video without being tagged, because I'm not on social media. You will not find me on there.
Yes.
So you can't tag me.
You can't tag
me. Unless you just hit my shoulder or something.
I'm tagging you right now on the show.
Well, that doesn't mean anything. There's no tag. Nobody can see that.
Hashtag Rop. Hashtag Rop tag.
So I will watch the video. That's my play.
But that's it.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, either way.
It's like I'm doing my part by that.
It's good, although... Like the funds, like they should be raising it for those. Is it what are the defibrillator units? The A, what are those?
AEV,
AV,
AEW. I don't know. That's wrestling, maybe.
AEW wrestling.
Well, apparently we need to watch another video.
The defibrillators. Did you see the HBO Real Sports piece on that this last time?
The last one, no.
Yeah, they did one, and
I've seen one from a long time ago.
Dude, it is one of the most like holy geez that you'll ever see. You know, there's a lot of talk now because, you know, like you'll see a post now of a young athlete dies. They collapse on the court. And of course, what is that?
AED.
AED.
Automated external defibrillators.
Yes.
Defibrillators.
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 And so,
right.
What happens when a young person dies of a heart attack now? What is the first thing that everyone goes to?
Should have quit smoking.
Vaccine!
Vaccine! Vaccine!
Oh, do they really do that?
Oh, God.
That's what's happening?
Come out of the woodwork. And so the HBO Real Sports guy, they went to a guy. He might actually be a good guy. We tried to bird dog him, get him on. He was a really interesting guy. And he heads up a coalition that tries to combat this very thing. And he says that every 3 days, a young athlete under the age of 18 has a heart-related emergency mm-hmm. playing sports.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 100 a year.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And he said that almost all of them could be saved if there was an AED on site.
Sure.
And
you've always heard that, though.
And it's heartbreaking. There's one they did. It was a basketball team. I don't remember where it was at. Guy drops down, and the coach starts yelling, you know, go get the AED. And they know that there's one on campus. They know that there's one in the office, and they send two of his teammates, and they're sprinting around campus trying to find it. They have no idea what it looks like.
How horrible for those two kids.
And they found it after about 7 or 8 minutes, and they got it back. And they said that really, they said every minute that goes by, your chance of saving the person goes down 10%. And there was one at the athletic facility, but they had taken it to a baseball game because there was just one. And they said very few places are actually mandated to have them at every...
Do we have one in here?
That's a good question.
We had one at the old building.
Yeah, I remember it was in the water break.
It was in the water break room. I don't know
if
it
is. And it also
here.
Had a list of the people who know CPR on it.
Yes.
I'm going to look around in the break.
But,
I'm
you know,
suing them.
I hope something like this, like if they're raising money for this, I hope it goes to that. And they said these things only cost like $1,000. And in the grand scheme of things, dude, if you're playing sports and one of those isn't available... I just didn't know that it was as prevalent as it was. And so they were kind of just warning you, like, you're going to see more stories like this. And immediately everyone yells and screams about the vaccine. And the reality is this happens all the time.
By the way, can we say that not everyone yells and screams about the vaccine?
Well, a bunch of idiots yell about the vaccine. How about that? With, you know, nothing other than, oh, well, it was a young person that had a heart-related issue, vaccine. And the truth of the matter is this happens all the time.
And always has. It always has.
Yeah. And they're easily preventable. So,
yeah, I feel like...
There's my soapbox to, if you're playing a sport, there needs to be an AED on site and be trained in CPR if there's not. But these things are CPR proof. They tell you how to do it.
I feel like we are so bad about preventing things that are so preventable.
Yes.
I don't know why we're like that, but we are. And I feel like the defibrillator thing... It's only a thing in communities where it's happened to them.
Yeah.
Right? So, and that happened here. I remember we talked about it. There was a kid.
An Oregon State athlete died not too long ago.
Well, but I'm saying, like, this was, like, many years ago. And you and I were on the air, and I remember we talked about it. And I feel like we had the kid's mom on who was her message. Her message was, we've got to get these defibrillators in these schools. Yeah. You know, so this is an age-old thing. I just don't understand why... We wait for someone to die in our local community before we actually act on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So this guy was saying that, yeah, some of these are existing.
It should be required.
Yeah, some of these are existing schools, but there's one in the entire campus. No one knows where it's at. No one knows how to find it. And these things should be.
I mean, that's really dumb.
If you're at football practice, if you're at a basketball game, there needs to be one right there.
Is the trainer, I mean, don't trainers have them?
Most high schools don't have trainers.
Oh, that's true. High school, yeah.
But there was one great one where it was a gal. She drops on the basketball court. Heart stops. And there's a mom.
That is great.
There's a mom there. No, this is the mom. It's video of it. It's very. Watch it if you get a chance. If you have the HBO, it's the last one. Just ran like a week ago. You can see the video. The mom realizes that, oh my God, I know where this is. It's out in the hallway. She runs out to the hallway, grabs it, is back, and they said within 45 seconds. And they open it up. She applies it, and she said she was really nervous, you know, how to do it. But there's a. The box talks you through it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a voice in the box that tells you how to do it, and they saved the young girl's life. In fact, it might have been her daughter. It was either her daughter or like her friend's daughter that she ended up saving simply because there was one in the hallway and some mom had the wherewithal to be like, oh, I know this. Like, I need to get this thing.
All right.
Now to goof off.
Yeah. I have a story of the ultimate hide-and-seek strategy. Okay.
Oh, okay. I haven't played.
What do you suppose that is?
Don't get caught. That would be my secret. Well, it's just, you know, hide.
That's like saying score more points to win the game.
Hide really well.
What do you do? Well, did you jump in the ocean?
How big of an area are we playing?
That's a hard thing to find you in.
Yeah, but then I drown.
Not for a while.
I was thinking more like an old fridge.
You win.
Or like a trunk of a car or something.
Maybe they never find you. You really win.
Yeah.
So that's next on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, when's the last time you played hide-and-seek?
God, I don't even know if I played hide-and-seek with my kids. Like,
I play every day for like an hour.
What a great dad.
Do you?
Oh, yeah?
It's my kid's favorite thing right now. He talks to me like I'm a stray dog, and he goes, get, and he tries to push me down the hallway, like, go hide in another room so I can come find you.
Like, it's been so long since my kids were little, and, like, you... Inconsequential details tend to fade from your memory.
I'm sure you did.
I just can't. I'm not saying I didn't. I cannot remember playing. So if we did, it certainly wasn't like Buck, where it was like, hey, this is like a fun activity that we do. But if that happened, it was 15 years ago. I couldn't tell you.
Well, here's a guy who says, my kids are now grown, but we played hide and seek in the house when they were younger. They never found me in my spot. I just told them at Christmas time, when they were home, that I was in the laundry room on top of the small counter next to the sink, so 4 feet off the floor. And the kids told him that was cheating. And they're now pissed.
I can't think of a... Like, we would play, like... I remember, like, we would play, like, Nerf guns. And so that was, like, you're kind of hiding, but you're waiting to shoot someone in the face.
Yeah, it's a version, because you're sneaking up on people. You're trying to shoot them.
Yeah.
Well, it's an age-old game, hide-and-seek, right?
Yeah, but I think it was only an age-old game because back in the old days, there was nothing cool to do. Now we have, like, a million things to entertain. You imagine going up to, like, a four-year-old now and being like, hey, you want to play hide and seek? They're like, get the hell out of here and give me my damn iPad, old man.
As a kid, I remember being especially cool if you were in big new places, play like a big house that you had never been to before, or someone's awesome yard or whatever. Right. If it was the novelty of space and being somewhere new, and then you'd play with all your friends.
Or you just go climb a tree or dig a ditch. Remember that? So fun.
I'm going to go pick apples? No. I'm not a white woman from Vermont.
A 15-year-old boy accidentally locked himself inside a shipping container during a game of hide-and-seek and was discovered a week later in another country.
Whoa.
Needless to say, he won the game.
I would assume that he won. How did he not die?
He was from Bangladesh. His name is Fahim. He was playing with his friends on January 11th when he hid inside the container and fell asleep. See, that's the worst thing about hide-and-seek. I never had the patience to just sit there.
Yeah, if you're really good at it, isn't it just you hiding in a dark spot for an hour?
That's no fun.
He fell asleep?
Yeah, he fell asleep because they didn't find him. So he's like... That's what it sounded like. The container was then loaded onto a commercial ship headed to Malaysia, where the boy was discovered 6 days later.
Wait, so they're playing hide-and-seek at the shipping yards?
Yeah.
Eh.
It's a port city. They said...
Boy.
I don't really want to pronounce the name of this city.
Yeah, you're not going to.
Well, I'm going to give it a stab. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Chittagong?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm familiar.
You ever been there?
I'm familiar with Chittagong.
Well, that's where they were. It's a port city. That's what they were playing. He went inside a container. They found him 6 days later.
And he's fine?
Yeah. Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine.
They're showing him here. He's just a kid.
You said 14?
He was 15.
Okay. Let me just... This is much... And I do this quite a bit on these stories because I'm cynical. I'm calling horse crap on this whole thing.
The police said the same thing you did.
Yeah, I'm going horse
ears. They thought human trafficking.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. It was a game of hide and seek.
I don't buy it. So you're asking me to... How long was the trip by ship from port to port? So you're asking me to believe that a 15-year-old decided for S's and giggles with other 15-year-olds that we're going to go to the port and play hide and seek. First off, no, that's not believable. Second, you're asking me then to believe that he decided to hide in a cargo container and then shut the cargo container and like lock it down. Now you're expecting, because that's cool. Let's just hide in a dark, dank container. Now you're expecting me to believe that he fell asleep in said container. He's like, I'm just in here. No big deal. I'm playing this hide and seek. Might as well lay down and take a nap. They'll never find me. Now I'm expecting to believe that he didn't wake up when they were loading the cargo container. And now you're expecting me to believe that he lasted a week with no food, no water in a cargo container. He'd be dead. He'd be dead of...
I have some more information for you.
Yeah, that this whole story is crap and that he was smuggling drugs.
Just in this past October, police recovered the decomposing body of another 15-year-old boy who had become locked in a shipping container that made a similar voyage from Chittagong to Malaysia.
Yeah, that's called human trafficking. That's what that is. Yeah, he's not... No one's playing hide-and-seek. We just happen to have two of these in back-to-back. Apparently...
One dead.
Apparently the spot, like, it's all the rage now. Like, hey, you playing hide-and-seek in Chittagong? Yeah, I got the place for you.
They did say he had a fever.
That's it.
He was good.
Otherwise, he was fine.
Probably that stupid shot.
He probably got the vaccine, and now his fever spiking.
How do you think he lives 6 days? Counterpoint!
What was in the shipping container?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Him.
Sparse on detail here.
Yeah, again.
He was in there, though. Yeah, I see him right here.
These stories are always sparse on
details.
He looks
quite shocked.
I would assume so. Came out in Bangladesh expecting, for something, and the police are waiting for him.
Well, like, imagine the shock if they lock that thing and the locking of it wakes you up, and then you feel it moving, and you're like, oh, man, when is this getting
opened
up?
Well, see, I'm guessing he did wake up, but they couldn't hear him.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying, but imagine the period of time from when you wake up because you've heard it and you notice what's going on to the time they actually opened that door. I mean, you don't have any semblance of time, would you?
No. And this guy's right. In the 90s, this would be a feel-good story turned into a movie.
100%.
That's so true. Now it's like human trafficking, world's worst people.
Yeah. I'm betting money.
What a time to be alive.
I'm betting money that this comes out that this is some sort of human trafficking plot. 100%. None of this makes sense. the stories, like, and they're always vague. Like, you didn't go to church. When did you go to church when you were young?
Yeah, of course. My dad was a pastor.
Yeah, a pastor. You know, whenever they give you that story in church, they would always tell you some feel-good story about, the, you know, whoever. It was always some story about a Good Samaritan, but there were zero details in it. There was never a name. There was never a city. There was never a time. It was just one of those where there was a man and he was raising three children, and then there was some train tracks and he had to make this tough decision and he prayed to the Lord. And you're like, can I get a newspaper article on that? Because that story seems entirely made up. And none of this seems plausible at all.
I thought all of it was made up.
There's never any details whatsoever. That's one of these. None of that story, not a single part of that makes any sense.
Authorities suspected that he was the victim of a human trafficking crime organization. Immediately, they called the police. It turned out that it wasn't the case of that at all. Just a typical day gone wrong for the boy. He was playing hide-and-seek with his friends. Meanwhile, he chose a shipping container to hide and accidentally locked himself in, after which he fell asleep. The container was taken by a commercial ship to sail to Malaysia. The ship started its journey on January 11th. He was discovered on the 17th. He was inside, screamed for help from within the container, but was not audible to anyone. How he survived 6 days is still a mystery to everyone. Photos and clips shot by workers show the boy looking confused by the unfamiliar surroundings as he stepped out of the shipping container. He was later picked up by an ambulance and taken to a local hospital. He was emaciated, and they will be sending him back to Bangladesh.
Where he'll be human trafficked for a third time when he gets back there. There's just no way. There's just no way. And the news has made me so cynical because these stories are always just full of plot holes.
I tell you, those cargo ships with the shipping containers.
Nuts.
That's bananas.
Yeah.
How they stack those how many they put on there.
Yep. And you just see them going across. And the idea of being in one of those for a week with nothing to eat, nothing to eat. And I'm assuming that over there in Bangladesh, I'm guessing that's pretty hot. I'm guessing the humidity and the heat are pretty cranked up. And
let's take a look.
And you're in a metal container. Yeah, something tells me it's about 9,000 degrees in that thing. And you're out. You're like, I'm a little confused, but you know,
70s,
mid 70s.
Yeah,
right now.
They says rarely falls below 70 or exceeds 83 that time of year.
Well,
this time of year.
That's probably a good thing that he was trafficked in the winter time
to travel via shipping container.
Great time, yeah.
Great time to play hide and seek in the winter.
Don't do that in the summer. I'm guessing that is a sweltering, sweltering ride in
the
summer.
Okay, we got to talk about de-aging, Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks.
Tom Cruise is already de-aging himself. It's called, like, vampire blood.
That's fair. We'll get to that next. Here's Buck.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
New movie coming out. I feel like this is going to be kind of cool. Or it might not be. I don't know.
So you're saying it's potentially crappy or really badass?
Well, it caught my eye. And I wonder what you Brohemiettes think.
Okay.
So Tom Hanks and Robin Wright will be the two main characters.
Okay.
It's by Miramax, and they will be de-aged in a movie using it's a new metaphysic AI tool.
So is this like the same thing they did with like De Niro in the Irishman? Or is it different? It's just like a
better
version?
Well, I don't know. Was that?
Yeah, they did do that to him and Pesci, right?
Yeah, they did it.
Reverse-aged him, kind of?
Yeah, they reverse-aged.
But was that like... What am I trying to... Was that AI?
Yes.
Or was it dressed up to look younger?
No. If you watch like The Irishman, they've done this in a couple other movies, they literally take the actor, he goes through his scenes, and then digitally, they go back and they de-age him.
Well, it says, so it's Robert Zemeckis is the guy doing the movie. And he's got a movie called Here.
I like Robin Wright, and I like Tom Hanks.
And it's an adaptation of Richard McGuire's graphic novel that is set in a single room and follows its inhabitants over many years. This will be accomplished using a new generative AI-driven tool dubbed Metaphysic Live.
So I'm sure this is just the next step.
I think it's just the next.
It's going to be a better
newest thing.
It's going to be a better version.
They say they look forward to working with Metaphysic as its tech combined with their ethics-first approach and thought leadership could unlock an incredible opportunity for the entertainment industry and beyond. You knew this was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's going to be weird to see an entire... let's say Tom Hanks or Tom Cruise or The Rock or whoever, right? Whatever actor you want, although The Rock... being called an actor is a bit of a stretch. But you used to have to do age-appropriate roles, right? But if you're Meryl Streep and you're the best actress, but the role costs you to be 30 years old and you're not 30, can you just go act and then they'll just make you 30 years old?
Well, there is a photo of Hanks, and it's pretty cool looking. Like, I mean, it looks like young Tom. I mean, it's Tom Hanks. It's young. But now, photo is different than acting in a movie, of course. But it says that... it says, perhaps most recognized as the talent behind Deep Tom Cruise on Twitter or deepfakes featured on America's Got Talent, this tech firm claims that its new Metaphysic Live tool can be used to create high-resolution photorealistic face swaps and de-aging effects on top actors' performances live and in real time without the need for further VFX work.
Yeah,
so, video effects work. Yeah.
So basically, video effects,
what they're saying is they can shoot it, and the technology is good enough; it can just make it look the way they want it to, without them having to go in and do a bunch of extra video for work after effects.
Right. That to me sounds super creepy,
dude. That's wild. Well,
have you seen that Tom Cruise thing they're talking about?
Yeah, the deep
Tom Cruise. That thing is wild.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the picture?
Well, they've made videos of him too.
Oh, there's videos. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
This is weird because we're already to the point now that when you see stuff on the internet,
did you say Tom Cruise or Hanks?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, the Cruise ones I've seen, And I think, and they are really good, but they're also, I mean, I think you can tell.
But my point is, like, if this is the next step and it's becoming cheaper and better to do, at what point are we not going to believe?
Yeah.
I mean, we're so conspiracy-minded already. We're going to get to the point where you can watch someone commit a crime and someone's going to be like, well, it's not me. It's deep fake. That's not true.
Was it Winona Ryder recently, or there was some celebrity that got, there was a deep fake audio clip. They took her voice and they made her go on some Nazi rant.
Ugh.
And she got heat for it. And then she was like, wait,
that's not me.
I forget who it was.
I don't know, but the deep fake stuff is pretty freaky. And of course, they're saying that, you know, the first implication or the first application of this is just going to be porn. You're just going to have whatever actress you want is going to be out there doing porn, and wait till the sex tape, you know, gets leaked, and then someone's like, "It's not me," and they're like, "It looks like you." Well, it's not. Prove that it's not. I don't think this stuff is...
How do you prove...
stuff is not... This isn't good.
And maybe even worse, if they can make it look exactly like the person, then that person just has porno of them out there against their own will, even though it's not them.
Yeah, and you can't even profit from it.
No.
No.
You can't pull a Kardashian.
Because I'm okay with porn of me out there if people will give me money for it.
Like a ROP OnlyFans. You're not on social media anymore. Maybe you can start your own OnlyFans.
I'll probably make me better in bed.
Only Rob.
Only Rob.
Only Rob. There you go.
I'm all for technology, but man, some of the stuff that we're on the precipice of doing, I just don't see in any way how this is beneficial to us. I mean, do we really need to see Tom Hanks? young Tom Hanks.
Well, I think it's cool.
And it is cool, but that's the thing is, like, it'll make our movies cooler, but the consequences just seem like they are far more severe in the other ways that you could use this stuff.
Well, they're already saying with, like, all the filters and, like, the de-aging stuff and the wrinkles that we're already screwing us up so bad because the photos of us aren't real photos. Like, you got kids now that are growing up and they're posting all these photos on Instagram, but none of them are of them. Like, none
of
them.
What do you mean? Like, they're just they're making them, like, the airbrush and all that stuff.
Yeah, filters, face filters and stuff.
Face filters and all this. And so it's like
the little puppy ears and the puppy.
Oh, no. No. Like, just like cleaning yourself up. Like, oh, I don't like my eyes.
They're like auto airbrush your features now and stuff.
Yes. So you got a whole generation of people growing up thinking that the photos that you take of yourself, which I don't understand why people take that many photos of themselves, but
because they're into themselves.
Isn't it fascinating though? Like, an Instagram page will just be 1,000 photos of the same. It's just like, I'm going to take a photo of myself and here, please like it. But
and guys do.
Yeah, you're raising a generation of kids that think that a photo of you isn't good enough, and it's just going to keep going and going and going and going. It's just not good. It's not good for anybody.
Well, don't get involved.
Well, I mean,
you bitch,
you don't have to, but the train has left the station and it's not going back. And I do kind of want to see young Tom Hanks. Let's go.
How about a young Robin Wright?
Princess,
she's hot.
Princess Bride Robin Wright. Robin Wright's fantastic.
She's aged really well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I think she's still her. Wasn't she in... she's been in some stuff recently. She was in, like...
The biggest thing that I saw her in recently was House of Cards.
Right. And that was only a couple years ago, and she looked great then.
Yeah.
She does look good.
She used to be Robin Wright Penn, and now she's just Robin Wright. Mm. She's dropped the pen. Yeah, I'm a big Robin Wright guy.
How old is she now?
She's got to be in her mid-50s, probably. And maybe she had a nip and tuck here and there, but...
Yep, 56.
You know.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I'm saying she looks age-appropriate. Now, you get the people in Hollywood that they're 58 and they try to look 30, and it just looks horrendous. Robin Wright's just trying to look like a really well-put-together 50-year-old. And she does.
I see her on here, yeah. She's posing with Tom Hanks, who looks old, too.
Yeah.
Robin Wright looks like she reads a lot of books.
Doesn't Tom Hanks too?
Mm.
Like, if you had to put together like the best looking older Walmart picture frame couple, is it Tom Hanks and Robin Wright?
That's a pretty good call.
Pretty good,
right? I mean, I'd buy that. You're like, hey, look at that frame. Look at those. They look happy.
We'd look
enough.
Good in that frame, wouldn't
yeah,
we? They look great in that
do
frame.
That. They look amazing.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
All
right, let's mail it in. Here's John. What's up, big sexy? What are you doing?
What is up? What is up?
You watching my Jayhawks dismantle the Wildcats, the frauds?
I can honestly tell you that outside of the NCAA tournament, I have not watched a second of college basketball in 5 years.
Oh,
maybe
wow.
More?
Nothing.
10?
So let's go back. What was the game you watched? Now I want to know.
In all honesty, I think it was a WSU game. I think I don't remember why. I think the Cougs were good one year and they were playing the Huskies, and I had seen on Twitter that it was late in the game and WSU was going to win, and you know, I'm all for watching the Huskies lose in any capacity. And I think I flipped it on and watched the part of the second half and watched UW lose to WSU, and that had to be, like I said, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It wasn't recent. And I mean, I watch the tournament and I do a bracket and stuff, but outside of that, I cannot tell you. I do not watch college basketball. I have zero interest in it.
Well, what are you watching tonight then?
Haven't watched anything yet. Yeah, I just got home from work, took the dog for a walk, getting ready to have some spaghetti, and flipper
spaghetti.
Around.
All right. What
spaghetti
shows?
Spaghetti night. Just any town USA out here in Washougal.
Yeah. What shows are you watching these days?
I need a new show. I just finished Wednesday. Have you guys seen Wednesday?
I have seen Wednesday.
What's that?
Really like?
What?
Did you like it?
Yeah, it was all right. It's a remake on the Addams Family. But it focuses on, like, Wednesday's like a teenager. And so she gets sent off to like a boarding school. It's all right. Is it
a comedy?
It's a dark comedy. Tim Burton. Think like anything Tim Burton would do. It's all right.
Out.
Yeah, I don't know. I really liked it, but I liked the Addams Family and I liked those movies back when they made them. So I liked that whole thing, but I really enjoyed it. So we just finished that. And now I need something new to watch.
There's a show on HBO called... Now, I'm not recommending this show yet because I'm only two episodes in.
It's early to make the recommendation.
And I'm somewhat bored, but I'm following along with it. It's called Last of Us.
That's the new hot one that everyone's talking about.
Okay, so the reason I bring that up is because... I could not stop seeing people talking about the third episode.
Yeah, I saw the same thing yesterday on Twitter. It was buzzing.
Everybody is talking about the third episode of Last of Us. And while I cannot comment on the third episode of Last of Us, I am going to be wrapping up episode two tonight. And I will report back on whether or not it's really as groundbreaking and awesome as everyone says it is. Because, I don't know, some of it... I don't know.
It's based on a video game that my kids both really like. And it's kind of the zombie apocalypse type of thing, right?
Correct.
Is that kind
Correct.
Of the vein it's in?
Yes.
So, which I'm all for, although...
Those are overdone. Like, or overplayed. Well, there's a billion of those.
Yeah. I was really into The Walking Dead for a long time. And then it just beat it out. It just killed it. I've been there and done that. So unless this is groundbreaking, look, I'm not going to lie. If I get the Isaac Ropp seal of approval on episode three, I might jump in. But I have hesitated to start that because
what I can tell you is that episode three it needs to ramp up because one and two, it's all right.
I'm into it because I've
played, you're watching it?
Well, yeah, because I've played.
Have you seen episode three?
Yes,
but I don't believe
you. Sound like a reasonable.
You don't. You haven't seen episode.
I'm not
three.
Allowed to have seen episode three yet.
Oh, yes.
Oh, whoa, whoa,
whoa, whoa!
Say no more.
That is 15 yards. Back it up.
In fact, there is. This is why I was a little like.
Is she listening right now?
I hope not. I hope not. This is literally a text that I received this morning. Can we lay low and snuggle up and watch The Last of Us tonight?
Well, there's only three episodes out.
Yeah, yeah. And she was out last night with some friends at the Blazer game. And
so you just watched it.
I may have watched it.
Was it great? Says?
I'm not going to comment on it. It's good. It's good.
Yeah?
It's good.
Better than the first
now,
two?
It ramps up, yes. 100%.
Good, because it needs to.
Yes. And if you've played the video game,
is it even better because of that?
I enjoy it because having played both of the video games, and I'm not a huge video game guy, my son will be like, "You should play this. It's probably my favorite video game that I've ever played, and there's a really good story with the video game. It goes places, and so it's not following it like plot for plot, but you." If you're waiting for it to grab you, the third episode will grab you.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
You're in a perilous situation here, Big Sook. Are you skilled enough in the art of deception to pull off the pretend second viewing as the first viewing? Like, are you
if she's listening, I'm already in a lot of trouble. But
if she's not, I think you can pull it off.
Look, this isn't my first rodeo, okay? I am with what I believe to be the world's worst TV watcher of all time.
I may go toe-to-toe with you on this one with Heather, but keep going.
I challenge you. You have met my better half many times. She's a wonderful person and possesses a million qualities, and she's better than me in almost every way.
I could not agree more with any of those statements.
The worst TV watcher of all time.
What does that mean?
Time. Doesn't pay attention, falls asleep, starts something, won't finish it, forgets that she watched something. It's just a nightmare watching something with her. So if I'm into something, I feel that I have no choice but to just watch it on my own. And then if she gets into it, then I can do the, oh, yeah, let's go ahead and watch this together. But it's
okay. It's
brutal. It is absolutely brutal.
Right.
Yeah. I know the pain of which you speak. I live with one of those as well. So
let's just hope she's not one. I shouldn't have even said anything. I should have just been like, no, I haven't.
Yeah, I don't know why you...
I guess I wanted to... It's good.
Look, you sounded flaky, and Rock kind of called you out on it. You didn't see it. We thought you were lying to us, and then so you had to show your cards.
I should have just been like, yes, I was lying.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it. Sorry.
I didn't watch it last night during the Blazer game.
All right, have a good night.
All right, see you guys.
Excuse me. I just sneezed, you guys.
God bless your soul.
Thank you. I think that's the end of our show, isn't it?
I think that's the end.
Great. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.